we start by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thanking Him and bearing witness that there is no deity except Him and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His messenger. May Allah, peace and prayers be shed upon Him, His companions, His household, and those who follow Him until the Day of Judgment. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Today's name, inshaAllah, is Al-Wasi'. Al-Wasi' is a very unique name in its nature, and because it comes before all other names. Al-Wasi' means, is a very simple name for the simple mind people to understand, and also it is a sophisticated name that would exceed the sophistication of a sophisticated mind. So whatever your mind is, Al-Wasi' will always exceed your mind in either simplicity or in sophistication. Al-Wasi' means the most wide. That's how it translates in the mind of the simple Bedouin Arabian who lives in the desert, a very simple life. It is the most wide to him, or the limitless. To him, everything about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is limitless. He's limitless in everything. So how does it then translate in the mind of a professional who lives in the Silicon Valley? It translates as the infinity, the limitless, the boundless, the infinity. He has no limit. And this is everything about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is infinity. He is infinite in His wisdom. He is infinite in His glory. He is infinite in His bride. He is infinite in His greatness. He is infinite in His wisdom. He is infinite in His wealth. He is infinite in His self-satisfaction. He is infinite in every aspect about Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is infinite in the infinite number of aspects about Him, Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, His creation is limited. Limited in everything, limited in their existence. Everything about the creation of Allah is limited, and everything about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unlimited. And to really appreciate that, the limitless or the infinity, there are two kinds of infinities. There is an infinity that is a cheap infinity, and there's an infinity that is a precious infinity. The infinity by itself testifies that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. You might think how? Because it's impossible by definition to have two infinities existing together. Why? Because if we have two infinities, then there has to be a boundary between them where the infinity of the first ends and the infinity of the second starts. Once you define a boundary, then there is no longer an infinity. When we say start and end, then start and end should not apply to infinity. Infinity does not have start, does not have end. So there has to be a boundary between them where the power and the greatness of one infinity stops and the power and the greatness of the other infinity starts. Therefore, neither one of them is infinity. So in order for this to really happen and make sense, it has to be only one infinity, not bounded by anything or any other existence of another infinity. And this is what is so unique about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And none of His creation have infinities at all. Every single aspect about His creation is limited, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The infinity, we have two kinds of infinity. We have infinity that repeats itself. It goes into cycles, like day and night, day and night, day and night, day and night. And we have another infinity, which is an infinity that keeps going and going and going without an end. The cyclic infinity is the infinity that is not, that the infinity that repeats itself is not the real precious infinity. Why? Because, first of all, it's boring. You know, you keep going through, you know, the same cycles over and over again. Just imagine day, night, like the Arabian poetess used to say, سَئِمْتُ تَكَلِيفَ الْحَيَاةِ وَمَنْ يَعِشْ ثَمَانِينَ حَوْلًا لَأَبَ لَكَ يَسْأَمِي يَسْأَمُ. So he's saying that I am sick and tired of the cycles of day and night, day and night. Whomsoever lives 80 years, I wish to you, I have good wishes for you. I wish for you that may Allah not let your father live 80 years. he is going to be sick and tired. So just imagine, you know, like you go a theme park. The theme park starts at one point and ends at the same point. In the second, in the first round, you're so happy and excited and wowed and impressed. Now in the second round, you're bored. Maybe you don't even want to go the third round. So this repeated infinity, it is in nature very boring. And this is the infinity that you find in this life. And the second bad thing about it, it ends. It really ends. After so many cycles, after so many days and nights, it will have to come to an end. So it's not even going to last long. But the other infinity, which is the linear infinity, the infinity on a straight line, it's like an infinity where you keep going and going. And every foot in this infinity, you see something new. You see something exciting. You see something amazing. And you keep going. And the feelings, when you have in 1 mile of this infinity, you have a feeling which is different than the feeling that will come next, and different than the feeling will come after and after and after, and it keeps going. The feelings even is different. This is the infinity that is lovely. This is the infinity that you find in Jannah. In Jannah, you know, every day there's something new. There are new feelings. There are new entertainment activities. There's new food. There's new things that you have not experienced before. And even when you enjoy them, you get the feeling of pleasure that you have not experienced before. Everything you wish for, you get. But everything you wish for, you get, it means that you have experience with it, right? But Allah says, لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ فِيهَا وَلَدَيْنَ مَزِيدٍ, means that whatever you have experienced before and you wish to experience again, good, wish it, you get it. But that's not it. وَلَدَيْنَ مَزِيدٍ means I have my own surprises. Endless number of surprises that come to you every day, things that you can never imagine, things that you can never think of, and it keeps going and going and going. And this is why we humans created to enjoy no less than the infinity. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us of infinite Jannah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.